Birds of the Blackstone River Valley. Life within the canopy. Listen, can you hear them? Birds flock to forests that are near water. You may hear them singing to mark their territory in spring. Summer means feeding a growing family, many by hunting for insects. Fall brings a farewell to catbirds and other migrants, and winter residents like white-throated sparrows and dark-eyed juncos begin to arrive. Seeds and berries become a more important food source through the winter months. Depending on the time of year, you can find the following birds in Blackstone Gateway Park. American goldfinch, Spinus tristus. A typical summer sight is a male American goldfinch flying over a meadow, flashing golden in the sun, calling perchicory as it bounds up and down in flight. In winter, when males and females alike are colored in subtler brown, flocks of goldfinches congregate in weedy fields and at feeders, making musical and plaintive calls. In most regions, this is a late nester, beginning to nest in midsummer, perhaps to assure a peak supply of late summer seeds for feeding its young. Red-bellied woodpecker, Melanerpes carolinus. Primarily a bird of the southeast, where its rolling calls are familiar sounds in swamps and riverside woods. Omnivorous and adaptable, this woodpecker has also adjusted to life in suburbs and city parks. And in recent years, it has been expanding its range to the north, including the Blackstone River Valley. Despite the name, the red on the belly is not often visible in the field. Black-capped chickadee, Pocile atricopilus. Little flocks of black-capped chickadees enliven the winter woods with their active behavior and their cheery-sounding chickadee call notes as they fly from tree to tree, often accompanied by an assortment of nuthatches, creepers, kinglets, and other birds. This is a very popular bird across the northern United States and southern Canada. Always welcomed at bird feeders, where it may take sunflower seeds one at a time and fly away to stuff them into bark crevices. Dark-eyed junco, Junco hyemalis. In winter, over much of the continent, flocks of juncos can be found around woodland edges and suburban yards, feeding on the ground, making ticking calls as they fly up into the bushes. In this part of the United States, the juncos are all gray and white, but in the West, they come in various color patterns, with reddish-brown on the back or sides or both. Some of these were once regarded as different species. Northern cardinal, Cardinalis cardinalis. One of the most popular birds, the cardinal, is the official state bird of no fewer than 7 eastern states. Abundant in the southeast, it has been extending its range northward for decades, and it now brightens winter days with color and its whistled song as far north as southeastern Canada. Feeders stocked with sunflower seeds may have aided its northward spread. White-breasted nuthatch, Seta carolinensis. Readily attracted to bird feeders or sunflower seeds or suet, the white-breasted nuthatch may spend much of its time industriously carrying seeds away to hide them in crevices. Its nasal calls are typical and familiar sounds of winter mornings in deciduous woods over much of North America. Song sparrow, Melospiza melodia. Very widespread in North America, this melodious sparrow is among the most familiar birds in the Northeast. At times, it is rather skulking in behavior, hiding in the thickets, seen only when it flies from bush to bush with a typical pumping motion of its tail. Usually, however, sheer numbers make it conspicuous,